But anyways, okay. Yeah, so let's do, I just want to have what we did on Shabbos, the point in the Rambam, okay? Because I think it's a nice point. The case, the Brisker Rav quotes the Rambam. And that's how we got into it. But it's basically the Lechem Mishnah really is, you have to understand, we use it as an introduction to the Brisker Rav's Kasha. But the basic point is the point of the Lechem Mishnah, okay? That the Rambam says that, the mitzvah is called bayis abayis madlik ner echad, ben sheyu, kol bayis abayis madlik ner echad, ben sheyu anshe bayis merubim, ben sheyu anshe bayis lechad. That's the first. That's in Perik Revi Alachalav. Then he says, "Mahadas mitzvah madlik neres kmiyan shebayis neil cholach vechod." Amad the Yosal zev also mitzvah namuvcha madlik neil cholachod b'lay l'rishon the most of halach b'chol l'lay l'nerechod. And then he goes into base, goes into the ketzah. Okay, he shows you l'lay l'rishon is if you have he's 10 people. L'lay l'rishon is 10. Second 20, 30, and then you go till 80, and then he goes into minik pasha b'chol arena b'sfarad. Now halach gimel. And what is Minhag Pashut? So you gotta read it carefully. There's the problem with the Anshei Habayis. It would have been better if the Ram would have said, Minhag Pashut b'chol reinim b'sfarad sheyia kol bayis madlik ner echad. But he means, that's what he means, every bayis. Ner echad b'layla arishon. And mosif m'vochon ner b'chol layla chenim tzim madlik b'layla shmini shmona neros. Bein shoyu Anshei Habayis merubim, bein shoyu hoya adam echad. So the Ram says clearly that whether you have a lot of people or you have a few people, it's always the last night is 8 neros, and every night obviously is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? So the Lechem Mishnah asks a powerful question. He says that the minute Pashut of the Rambam is the come on. I mean, it doesn't come out like anybody. It's not Ne'el Cholechad Vachad. I'm sorry. It's not Ne'erish Ubeso. It's not Ne'el Cholechad Vachad. And it seems clearly from the Rambam that in order to have the, it says Mahadrin, then Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. So apparently you can't jump. How do you become Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin without being Mahadrin first? Otherwise it would have said like this. There is the, there's the basic mitzvah. That's the, what's the basic mitzvah? Basic mitzvah is, what? Ne'er Shiveso. And then it would say, and then there's two possibilities of hidur. Either you're mahadar kaminyan anshei habayis, or else you're mahadar kaminyan hayomim. But it doesn't say that. It seems clear from the Rambam, from the Gemara, that there's a system of priority here. So the first priority is kaminyan anshei habayis. Then when you have that, now you can be mosif beyond that, mahadrin mina mahadrin, and you can do, minyan hayomim. Okay? So that's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. So his answer is very difficult. His answer is, well, Yeshua, come, come, we'll have a minig betos, kivin davdin and kiddin. V'yafal gav the midina lo boy osofa, even though midina you don't need osofa, anan nira lanu le mi'avid hai pshara. The last says that teis was pekai gav. I mean, what is he saying? I don't know what he's saying altogether. Well, what kind of a pshara? He's saying really it's nerish uvesa. And Nerish Uveso, so fine, so he has no answer. I mean, so what are you being Moser for? So he says, but Afagav de Medina lo boyo sofa. What he's saying is, it's really Nerish Uveso, and it doesn't need any osofa. You see, Anan Niralunu limi avid hai pshora, velaso sahal sofa b'chai gavna. What is he saying? I don't understand what he's answering. Doesn't even sound like an answer. It's the same thing as his question. But I think what the Lechem Mishnah is saying is like this. The Lechem Mishnah is saying that in the Mahadrin, there's a basic hidur of Hosafa. He says, in other words, the whole, he wants to say what the Rambam is saying is that the hidur is Hosafa Saneros. That's the hidur, that I'm Mosef on the Neros. You see, that I'm Mosef on the Neros. So he says it's true that really lechatchili you should be Mosef to minyan anshei habayis, and then you should be Mosef beyond that. Once you're Mosef like that, there's a scale, a hierarchy, and then you should be Mosef to minyan hayomim. He says, but you see, at any rate that there's a kiyum. He wants to say there's a kiyum of osofa b'neiros. So okay, he says. So we have the kiyum. We underline what he's trying to answer is that underlying the minyan anshei habayis and the minyan ayamim is a general kiyum of osofa b'neiros. But of course, the osofa should be keneged something. So first is keneged anshei habayis. And then it's connected in Minyan Ayamim. But he says, but we, it's true that, so he says, so therefore, since there's an underlying kiyum of Asafa Beneros, so what we're doing is not crazy. That's what he's, that's really what he's trying to answer. He's saying, so at least we have Asafa Beneros. So we're doing Asafa Beneros. So therefore, you don't want to do it just Stam. So we do it in Minyan Ayamim. But he's saying, basically, really, we're not doing Mahadrin or Mahadrin Mena Mahadrin properly. But underlying the idea of Mahadrin and Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin is a kiyum of Asafa Beneros. But you don't just do, we don't have in Halacha, you just do things. It says Asafa. No, you can't change it. So he says, so really, if you're doing Asafa, it should be with Seichel, it should be Keneged something. Like Gemara says, Keneged me? So there's a Keneged, a primary Keneged of Minyan Shabbat. Then there's a Keneged of Minyan Ayom. So it's true that we're not doing it right, but at least we're doing a kiyum of Asafa. There is a kiyum of Asafa Beneros. That's basically what he's answering. But the bottom line is it doesn't come out of coin to anybody, really, because he can't answer the question. Because there's a system of priority of Minyan Anshei Habayis and then Minyan Ayamim. So he says, but from this, it's still nevertheless, he says, the fact is that you see that there is a kiyum of Asafa. So we have a kiyum of Asafa. But it's not really the Mahajan of the Mahajan of the Mahajan. That's a kiyum. That's what it means to do this. That's what it means to do this. That's a kiyum. So you don't want to do it stam, so you do it keneged minyan ayam. But we wanted to answer the...
There's
we
no
wanted
reference either way.
What do you mean? But that's what it means, came show. That's what he means. That's basically what he's trying to say. But it doesn't mean, he realized it doesn't really answer the question, I mean, because it would come out that the Rambam really is endorsing a funny kind of a minig. I mean... Okay, but that's his answer. Right. We want to give a difference. We want to say like this, that there's a difference between minyan hosofa keneged the anshei habayis and hosofa keneged minyan hayam. What's the difference? The difference is like this. When it's hosofa keneged anshei habayis, it's simply hosofa in the minyan haneros. In the minyan, and every night is a separate kiyum of hosofa, that I light keneged anshei habayis. Okay, but when the kiyum of minyan hayomim is not the halacha that tonight I show which night it is, that each night I'm showing which night it is. The kiyum is a progression from day one throughout day eight. That each night it's a progression. It's one, two, doubles, triples, quadruples, all the way till the eighth. So the real kiyum is a kiyum in the whole in the Shmona Simei Hanukkah. It's one complete kiyum of the quality of progression going through the whole Chag. You understand what I mean? Going through the whole Yimei Hanukkah. You see, it's one entity. It's not every night. So therefore, I would say, for instance, according to the Rambam, if you knew that on the third night you're not going to have 30, the whole thing is butlam of butlam. You must do every night must be a progression. So that. Mylia, we all like Basil, Mylan Bakadish. The other way was, it was down, but it was the opposite. But it was also, the idea was that the kiyum of that Hidur, the kiyum of the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, is a kiyum of Kol Yimei Chanukah. It's a kiyum in its totality. You can't have it, you can't isolate a day anymore. You see, whereas the Minyan Anshei Habayis, you can isolate each day. One day you could do Minyan Anshei Habayis, and one day you could do, Neri Shuveso. But the kiyum of the minyan ayamim, the minyan shabbos do one day you can do it, one day not.
So it's the same thing.
No, minyan shabbos and ner shuveso. If you did one night ner shuveso, it doesn't disqualify you from the next night from doing minyan shabbos. So the first night you'll have a mitzvah kemitzvah, so on the second night you'll have a hidur mitzvah. But the kiyum of the 8 days of the Milan Bakodesh is a kiyum in the progression throughout the Chag. So the kiyum takes place on the last night. Not, you understand, not each night. And really, it explains the Rambam very, very beautifully. Because the Rambam says, why did Rambam have to go through the arithmetic of it, the mathematics? Balayla risho madlik asara neros, ubalel sheini esrim, ubalel shlishi shloshim, ad shenimtza madlik balel shmini shmonim neros. So the Rambam said, I could add up myself. And then again, when it comes to minik pashu cholorin besfarad, he goes over again. Mosif vochen ner b'cholayla, ad shenimtza madlik balel shmini shmonim neros. We know already ourselves. Just say, where they go, they do like the Mahajan, like the second one. Yeah, ad shenimtza, you see. And the same thing over there. Balel sheni esrim, balel shlishi shloshim, ad shenimtza madlik balel shmini. Why? Because when is the kiyum of Mahajim and a Mahajim? The kiyum is in Leil Shmini. That's what the Rambam is saying. And you can't miss a day. The first night, 10, second. So it's a progression. So that a progression depends on how many Neros you have. If you start with 10, the progression goes 10, 20, 30, 40. If you start with 1, the progression goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the concept of a progression is a qualitatively different idea. You see, then Hosofa in Minyan on Eros. So that's why the Rambam says there is no problem in jumping to the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim and skipping the Mahadrim. You see? Because if it was simply a minyan on Eros, so then you have a system of priority. So first you have to, first comes the Kenegan Anshei HaBayis. And then when you have that, then you could do Kenegan HaYomer. If you learn it's all minyan on Eros. But if you learn that the Mahajim is a different quality of a progression, so that quality of progression can exist on one also. Is, you understand what I'm saying? So it may be true that lechatchila you should do both. But the third one, the second one doesn't exclude the third one. The third one is not excluded by missing the second one. Because the concept is simply a concept of a progression. As long as you have progression, you have the third Mahajim and a Mahajim. The only thing is that why is it called Mahajim and a Mahajim? Because first you should really do two. First you should really do Kamei Anshei HaBayis. But it doesn't mean three is not possible without two. You follow what I'm saying? If you say three is just another, is no different than two, and it's the same idea of minyan on Eros, but there it's minyan on Eros, kaminyan on Yomim, as opposed to kaminyan on Shabbayis. So then you can't jump to the third without the second. There's a system of priority. But if you say it's a different quality, it's a quality of one, two, three, four, all the way till the eighth night, so then that progression, that quality can exist even in one menorah. That has nothing to do with the minyan on Shabbayis. Then it's a separate lacha that it's true. First you should do kaminyan on Shabbayis, and then that there's a system, there's a priority, but it's not a ma'akev. So therefore, the minhag shinor was simply to do ner shuveso and to use progression also. There's nothing wrong with that minhag. You see, that's what the Rambam is saying. So the minhag shinor is a valid minhag. Okay, you follow? The difference would be if a person. I mean, the difference between the Rambam and the other shittas of Mahajim and Mahajim would be if a person, for instance, knows that he's not going to be able to do the progression one night. Let's say, for instance, I don't know, he's in a motel. It's dangerous. He can't put on so many candles. So he could be out, say, especially Shabbos. So he could be out, say, Ner Shuvesa. But then, according to the Rambam, there would be no reason for him to do Kineget HaYomim on the other days. It would be a waste of time.
So that's the same.
That's correct. That's right. That's correct. What we're saying in Iran would be against what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. If you only have 9 candles, light one the first night and two the second night and then one the other night. That's right. According to us, it wouldn't make any sense because according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a progression. That's right. That would be the difference. That's the difference.
Oh, okay.
That's correct. Yeah, if you say like the Lacha Mishnah, so then they won't have the significance of Minyan Ayomim if there's a prior significance of Kaminyan Anshei HaBayis. So then so you can't jump. But if it's a qualitatively differentiated phenomenon that emerges from all 8 days together, that there's a progression, then you can have it. Yeah, but the Rambam, when the Rambam says Minik Pasha B'chol Arena B'Sfarad, it means number one that he holds from the Minik. Because the Rambam, when he doesn't offer the minig, he tears it apart, like in the Hallel. says many minhagim are all wrong. I mean, the Rambam is not shy about that. Wasn't afraid to say that. So you see, he holds right. But the only thing is that the only thing you could ask is if that's the case, so why does he endorse the minhag if you could do mahadrin min mahadrin? The answer is because the Rambam held you don't have to do mahadrin min mahadrin, but you have to do what the minhag is. In other words, the minhag is a machayev. So you must minimally do that. In other words, because since it's a kiyum and everybody, then saltifish not sibor. So if the whole sibor is makabal upon themselves to do this minhag and there's a kiyum, you can't do less. But he's not saying you can't do mahadrin min mahadrin like he says in the first halacha.
Right.
You see? That is not saying, that would be crazy to say that the minhag is mevatli halacha. No, he means you must do, in shinur you have to do this, because that's the minhag. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, the minhag, the Ramah, the reason why the Ramah says that you should do like minhag shinur is not the Mechaber is not because of minhag sfarad. It's really because the sheet is a taisvus, because taisvus holds you can't do both. So that's why he adopted it's a funny thing. His minhag is really minhag Ashkenaz, the Mechaber's, because it's based on the taisvus. The taisvus, you can't do both because it won't be muchach. And apparently it won't be muchach. Apparently, you know from the Ramah's Eitzah to move the menorahs different places is not going to help you, because you have to go by the halacha. And the Rambam, it doesn't seem, had different menorahs. The Rambam seems he lit just all those numbers of candles, went right down the line. There was no separate menorahs there. It's Kaminyan Anshei Habayis, then Kaminyan Hayom. But it was, yeah, like he says clearly, the first night 10, 20, it was all one row of candles. Not in different places, doesn't have anything about that. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Apparently the Rambam held the Hidur Mitzvah does not require that the same thing as the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself, the roeh, like the Rav said, the roeh is koveya. But in Hidur Mitzvah, it's not the roeh, apparently, the Rambam held. It's not you don't have to see, it doesn't have to be obvious that whether it's Kaminyan Anshei Habayis or whether it's Kaminyan, it's Hosofa. There it's more like the Lecha Mishnah's, right? It's Halach and Hosofa. And Hosofa B'mitzvah. It's Halach and Hosofa B'mitzvah. The Lecha Mishnah was right. He picked up that idea. That's the idea of Hosofa B'mitzvah. But there's two kinds of Hosofa, according to the Ram. There's Hosofa and Minyan, and that's Anshei Habayis. And then there's a different kind of a thing of a progression that emerges from all eight nights. You see, that quality you could always have. As long as it's consistent.
You commit to it.
Yeah, I mean, that would seem like the Ram holds. That's a machlokas Rishonim. Whether the Hidur is a halacha that the roeh is koveya, or whether it's simply a kiyum and a sofa b'neros. The Rambam holds a simply kiyum and osofa b'mitzvah. But there's two kinds of osofa b'mitzvah. There's numerical anshei habayis, and then there's the progression idea. But it's a kiyum of osofa. That's what the Rambam holds. That's clearly the Rambam's law. What? That's correct. The halacha is the ner Hanukkah, the roas kaveya b'nogeya, that it shouldn't be a ner shel tashmish. But it doesn't have to be kavua. You know, the roeh is not kaveya anshei habayis or minyan hayomim. That's not the roeh is not kaveya. The roeh is only a kaveya if it's ner shel mitzvah. If he's holding it, it's no good because then it looks like a ner shel tashmish, or if he's mishtamish with it. So that's halacha where the Ram holds the roeh is kaveya as a ner shel mitzvah, but not the roeh is kaveya in terms of his hidur, that he's doing a hidur kaminyan anshei habayis. You don't need the roeh be kaveya. That's halacha bin Moshe for mitzvah. That's what the Ram holds. Makes a lot of sense. And others.
Right.
He held only one. So the Mechaber really is the Rambam's minig of the shina of Anshei Sfarad, but it's lav mi taimei. It's because of the taisvus reason. That's why he says, because the Mechaber says lo yar b'yosef. Feel the Rambam ben Abayi is lo yar b'yosef. The Ram doesn't say lo yar b'yosef. The Ram just says they didn't. That's the way they did it. But the reason why he says because of the taisvus. No, it was a combination. He held from the, apparently retained the minhag svarad to be a mosif haholeich, but he held that you can't add more like shittas hataisvus. Shittas hataisvus. Well, basically, according to shittas hataisvus, according to the Rambam, he could have done both. But it's basically Shitsa Tesfus. The Shitsa says that the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim can't be Makayim the Mahadrim. That's Shitsa Tesfus. So you can't have both. The Mahabas really is actually the Tesfus. And it's Kamina, it happens to be Kamina Ganche, Anche Svar of the Ramah. But his real thing is the Shitsa Tesfus. The Ramah is really Kaminik Svar. The only thing is the problem is that was the problem Brisk Rav raises. That it says, if you look in the Ramah, so it says in parentheses that's the Rambam, that you should do both. It's true, it's the Rambam, but there's one difference that nobody mentioned until the Beis Halevi, which is the Ramah saying everybody should light himself, and the Ram never said that. So that's the Beis Halevi's question. That's what the Brisk Rav comes in to answer. That the Ramah is supposedly the Rambam, that's what it says in parentheses, the Rambam. But it's not the Rambam, because the Rambam really didn't hold that each one's a Madlik. So that's the Beis Halevi's question. Nobody, it's funny, the Baragola and even the Grun, nobody mentioned that point. And he's the first one to mention it.
That's the original.
Yeah. It won't be an even progression. See, according to the Rambam, if you start, let's say you do the first night, you have 10 people in the house. First night, you just do one menorah. Now, the second night, you can't do Kaminyan Anche Habayis and Mahajim and Mahajim. Why? Because the first night, you'll have one. And then the second night, you'll have 20. No good. Third night, you'll have 30. It's not proportion. It's not an even progression. It has to be an even progression. That's what Ram says. Ten, Eser, Esrim, Shloshim, Ad Shenim, Sishmonim. That's what he says. That has to be an even progression. It's an interesting thing. You see the Rambam did not criticize and say that they should do more. They did enough, that's it. There's Minik Shinner, he left it the way it was. Because the difference is that Osel Ishtamish Li'ora and Osel Hatzah Smos are two halachas. Osel Ishtamish Li'ora is halacha, you can't do a Tashmish Kavua. Because then it's muchach, it's not a ner shel mitzvah. So then it loses, then you mevatel the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah's gone. But also laharatzos is simply an isser maisa, because it's only a tashmish kal. So it doesn't render the ner a ner shel tashmish. The ner is still a ner shel mitzvah. It's not a tied to the sasri. What? All right. Right. So if you just count your change, you walk by the Nair, you happen to walk by, the Nairs are shining and you don't have a shamish, you walked into the room. So you walk by the menorah and the light helped you walk on, helped you see in the room, so you're able to walk. That's it. You're not converting it. That doesn't mean you're not converting it from a Nair Shel Mitzvah. It's still a Nair Shel Mitzvah. Then it's simply an Usul Hartzos. It's an Issa. That's what Rav is saying. That's what this Gemara is saying. Also, Lahartzos connected and Mos connected Ner Hanukkah. So the Gemara says, "Can we come and Shmuel Amalei Lichiner Kedushi Yeshba?" Why not? Why not? I can understand if you render it and not a Ner Shel Mitzvah, then you're not Yotze. But it's a Ner Mitzvah, so why? What's the problem? So the Gemara says, "Maskif La Rav Yosef Vechi Dam Kedushi Yeshba." Does Dam have Kedusha? The Sanya V'Shafach V'Chisa B'Mesh Shafach Yichasa. Shelo yichasenu beregel, shelo yiyu mitzvos bezuyos alav. Hachanami shelo yiyu mitzvos bezuyos alav. Okay, yeah. So a simple question. I mean, over there, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara's question was, first of all, I'm going to say that the Gemara before, the Gemara didn't know the din of a shofach v'chisa. I mean, of course, they knew that halacha. So how did he interpret it? But moreover, let's give a better question. I mean, what is the, over there, there's no dimyan, because over there you're taking it and you're doing a maisa ha-mitzvah b'derech b'zayin. Because you're doing the kisui b'regel, instead of doing it b'yad, which is derech kovet. So that's really mitzvah's b'zayas alav, where you do the maisa ha-mitzvah b'derech b'zayin. But over here you're not doing the maisa ha-mitzvah b'derech b'zayin, the maisa ha-mitzvah b'derech kovet. But the only thing is, you're using nef for tashmish kal. You're counting your change. So what's wrong with that? Where do you see that's usher? So why did the Gemara say? So what's his what was Shmuel's answer? What was Shmuel's answer? I'm sorry, Shmuel. No, I'm only the chinek. Shmuel was right. I'm sorry. What was Rav Yosef's answer? Maskev Rav Yosef. Shmuel was right. Shmuel said, no, there's no Nair doesn't have any Kedusha, so why can't you change? Ah, I have a Shafar Rechisa, that's different. Then you're doing the Maisa Mitzvah, B'derech Bezoin, you're doing it B'regel. On Shmuel, why are you saying Shmuel? That's,